Miles and Roman have the best news you'll hear all day on US 99.
So it's still loud over on the north side in Wrigleyville this morning, all because of the Cubbies, the comeback win. And we kind of have like a local celebrity on the phone joining us this morning.
So after the game, I'm screaming, going crazy. And of course, I'm on Twitter, like scrolling down, looking at all the recaps and everything. And the Cubs retweeted a picture of a kid and his family that caught Rizzo's game-winning walk-off home run. And we actually have him on the phone. Good morning, Caleb.
Morning. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. How's it feeling the next day that you actually are, you're like a local celebrity now, man. Everybody is retweeting this pic. Congrats. Walk us through it. When Anthony Rizzo got to the plate, what were you thinking?
We were so in shock that Bodie had that amazing hit to left field before that.
Yeah, because let's break it down. The Cubs were down 6-2, and then in the bottom of the ninth, David Bodie, who was just called up from the minors, hit a two-run homer to tie the game. So really was going crazy at this point, right?
Yeah, like everybody was jumping up and down. We were all excited, and someone made the comment, like, all the home runs have made to left field. And the one was going hard out to right field right before that. So someone said, it's got to come to us sometime, right?
And then you got Anthony Rizzo stepping up to the plate, who he usually hits the bombs to right field.
And two pitches later, Rizzo crushes a ball. Now, the ball's in the air. Walk us through what's going through your head, Caleb.
So we're not even sitting in the bleachers. We're on the concourse of the concrete, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're standing up there, and the ball's hit, and it's like, that's coming, like, right to us. And so we start backing up. We're like, is this going to go into Sheffield or what?
But it came to you. Did you catch it on a fly? Did it bounce? Explain how it all went down.
We're all in this group, and we come back, and it's on a bounce. And actually, I don't catch it. It's a friend of ours, Mike Aiken. And he gets it on a bounce, and he hands it right to me right away.
Now, why did he give it to you? It's so cool.
He's just a family friend of ours. We went to the game together, and it was probably one of the coolest experiences I've ever had.
Oh, without a doubt.
You can go to a game 10,000 times and never recreate what has happened.
And do you realize that yesterday was Anthony Rizzo's 1,000th game ever playing in the major leagues?
Yeah, we saw that on social media right after the game. I think that's a really cool way to get his 1,000th game.
Yeah.
You know, we're glad that you got to experience this, Caleb. We're glad that you got the ball, but that was the good news. Now here comes the bad news. Unfortunately, we also represent the Cubbies. We need that baseball back now.
We need that baseball.
Yeah. But you know what? We'll give you an autographed picture of Styles and Roman as a trade-off so everybody wins,
huh?
Right?
What do you think?
I think it sounds like a good deal. Yeah.
We're kidding, buddy. But congratulations on a great, great day, man. That's a very special ball. Hopefully you put that in a very special place in your house somewhere.
Yeah, will do.